State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. When airlines and travelers complained of long flight delays due to the sequester, Congress jumped into action and passed a speedy resolution to end the delays. Meanwhile, the millions of low-income families whose lives are being impacted by the sequester continue to wait for Congress's help. You should know there are a couple big safety net programs that are exempt from sequester cuts, Medicaid, for one, and food stamps. But that doesn't mean low-income people get off easy.
Low-income housing, Head Start, education programs generally, unemployment insurance for the long-term unemployed, all of those things are being cut and much more.
Debbie Weinstein is executive director of the Coalition on Human Needs, which advocates on behalf of low-income folks. In addition to the ones she already listed, another sequester cut that really gets her going is one that Michigan Governor Rick Snyder recently announced. It's the elimination of the state's clothing allowance for poor kids who live with extended family members. Usually, 21,000 kids each get a $137 clothing allowance in August for the school year. Not this time. It's one of the many programs the state will scale back or cut entirely due to the sequester, for a grand total of roughly $151 million worth of cuts over the next 2 years. To try to combat the cuts, the Coalition on Human Needs and other nonprofits are collecting stories from people, regular folks, whose lives are being impacted by the sequester. They will then send those personal stories on to Congress. 27-year-old Edom Obong Jr. is one of the lucky ones. Lucky because he's one of the last people who will be able to attend a machinist training program at Focus Hope, a nonprofit in Detroit. It's a 12-week skilled trade program with a 70% job placement rate. The program is funded by grants from the Workforce Investment Act. And due to the sequester, the program is about to be put on indefinite hold.
We already checked the check. They take something like this away, you know, it's not going to be good for our society at all.
For his part, Obong is thrilled to have gotten into the program by the skin of his teeth. And he says his 10-year-old daughter, Brianna, is pretty thrilled, too.
She's like as excited as I am. Like, she knows, oh, yeah, you're gonna go to school, and when you're done, you get a better job, we can do, we can go to Walt Disney World, So it's a blessing.
Are you guys excited to be out here today?
Over in Lansing, there's another group advocating for more money and less cuts. It's called the Sandbox Party. And yep, you guessed it, the focus is on little kids.
We kids rock!
Between the chicken dance and the face painting, I caught up with Linda McGillis. She's president of the Michigan Head Start Association. She says Head Start programs around the country are planning for a more than 5% cut due to the sequester. Now, Head Start HQ is imploring its members not to scale back on quality. So McGillis says they have no choice but to reduce the number of slots available. That means thousands of kids who are eligible will not be able to attend Head Start in the fall. But she says they're not going down without a fight, even if they can't afford to spend millions of dollars to convince Congress that their program should be exempt from the sequester cuts.
Our lobby effort is our children. And unfortunately, our children don't have the financing power behind them that the airline industry did. But advocates and providers of services have banded together through the National Head Start Association and other advocacy groups to ensure that their voice is heard.
Until that happens, low-income families in Michigan and around the country will continue to get hit by the ongoing sequester. For Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity Project, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.